Join me in a prayer of illumination. Sing into our ears, O Spirit, the holy word of life. Tell us we are and to whom we belong, so that we may live with gratitude for all that you have done. Amen. The scripture this morning is Psalm 8, and I'll be reading from Peterson as usual. But I looked in a study guide, and I think it's so appropriate for what was written in that study guide for today. And it said, God needs no great powers to back him. He shuts up his enemies through little children and their spontaneous praise. And this happened, of course, during Jesus' time. Psalm 8. God, brilliant Lord, yours is a household name. Nursing infants gurgle choruses about you. Toddlers shout the songs that drown out enemy talk and silence atheist babble. I look up at your micro skies, dark and enormous, your handmade sky jewelry, moon and stars mounted in their settings. Then I look at my micro self and wonder, why do you bother with us? Why take a second look our way? Yet we've so narrowly missed being gods, bright with Eden's dawn light. You put us in charge of your handcrafted world, repeated to us your Genesis charge, made us lords of sheep and cattle, even animals out in the wild, birds flying and fish swimming, whales singing in the ocean deeps. God, brilliant Lord, your name echoes around the world. The word of God for the people of God.
Thank our brother in Christ for sharing those words of truth that can be trusted. Thank you, my friend. Join with me in prayer. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to speak into our lives. Continue to mold us. And today, we celebrate your lordship, but also how you do nurture us with your love. In all things, we pray in the name of Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. Bill Cosby, whenever he was first doing stand-up, tells a story about a young boy who was very excited, and he got home, and he said that he was learning addition in school that day. And he was so excited because he said, do you know what 2 + 2 is? And his parents just kind of waited until he gave the answer, 4. And he was excited about that. And that's true, by the way. You can fact check that. 2 + 2 = 4. And then he had one more question for them, though. And they were waiting. And he said to them, what's a 2? Whenever we think about God, and we understand a bit about God and how God works, we may never understand everything about God. In fact, I want to share something with you. We will never understand everything about God. I'm sorry to disappoint you. There is a reality at work here. God is God, and we're not. God's grace is unending. We are ending. God's love is more than sufficient, and sometimes we're going to come up short. Now, does that mean that we need to kick ourselves? Does that mean that we need to beat ourselves up? No, because as believers, when we put God at the center of our lives, we don't need to understand God completely and every aspect of God to have God at the center of our lives. Amen? That, my friends, is a wonderful joy and a wonderful truth to have. And today, which, as our brother in Christ shared earlier, is Trinity Sunday, we remember that we may not necessarily be able to figure out everything that God's doing and everything that God is about. It's kind of interesting because in the Christian calendar year, there is a flow. And sometimes we don't necessarily wake up and on Trinity Sunday, bound out of bed and say to the person across the breakfast table, "Hey, it's Trinity Sunday, yeah!" Did anybody get really excited about Trinity Sunday today? Did anybody know it was Trinity Sunday today? That's okay if you didn't. That's okay. He did. Yeah, a couple people did. And that's okay if you didn't. There's kind of a flow to the Christian calendar and the year, though, that speaks to us of God's power and grace. Okay, Easter, we remember that, right? And the resurrection. That is something that puts Jesus, that name above all names, for us. In fact, that name is above all names in such a way that we claim his name. We call ourselves Christians or little Christ. Then Pentecost Sunday, where we had red on. Some of you still have red on. That's good. It's good you're thinking about that Holy Spirit, because that Holy Spirit continues to work. That's when we think about that Spirit of God blessing not only individuals, all right, but God's whole church, the body of Christ, we as the body of Christ. Christ is resurrected. Christ is resurrected, but we are his body in the world. And then today, Trinity Sunday, we say, hold it now. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, now who are we missing? Oh yeah, God. Sorry about that, God. Sometimes we live our lives in that way also. We kind of go along and then we go, oh yeah, I was forgetting all about you, Father. Today, Father's Day, also is when we think about our Father God, the God who nourishes, nurtures, and sustains, and the God of incredible power, a God who is sovereign, a God who is above all else. And in fact, the psalmist felt this so clearly that what does he do in this particular scripture passage for today? He repeats words. Did you notice that? The first verse and the last verse are the same. You can go ahead and look that up. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. I'm sorry. I just screwed up. There's an exclamation mark after that. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Now, I warn you that if you all of a sudden start reading scripture like that on your commute or at work or something like that, you may get an even more profound response than I get here on Sunday. If you're at lunch hour in your cubicle and you say, "Oh Lord, our sovereign," just start screaming it out, let me know what the response is to your coworkers around you. Let me know what happens. You have set your glory above the heavens. Then what does he say right in verse 9? O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. In other words, God is first. God, our heavenly Father, is first. And yet those aspects of God, God in human form, in other words, Jesus, and God at work in all times and in all places, God's Holy Spirit, are also things that we celebrate today and that we lift up today. It's always a challenge to try to explain the Trinity. So guess what? I won't be doing that today. Because each of us experiences that in different ways. And I have never heard of a way to explain the Trinity that meets everyone's needs. Let's face it, I think also that God speaks into each of our lives in different ways. Sometimes in a very strong way, sometimes in a way, very encouraging way. And sometimes we think that God's not speaking, but does God always work in our lives? Yes. We may not be hearing. It may not be happening in a way that we expect. Okay? We're surprised. But nonetheless, God still works. This particular passage also gives us a scripture that has been used in all sorts of context and sometimes very much out of context. Verse 2, out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. Out of the mouths of babes. Have you ever used that phrase before? Out of the mouths of babes. Vacation Bible school, I should have just carried around a tape recorder with me, no question. because I went into one of the rooms, and here's the pastor coming in. Yes, the great, you know, biblical authority, and all the kids are looking up and looking at this shine that's coming off of me, and they're just kind of fascinated. And the one young man had a question, and I forget what the question is right now, and I thought that I addressed it, and I thought, boy, I did a pretty good job there. And I looked him right in the eyes, and he says, I don't understand. That's something that keeps you humble, and I'm grateful for that. Very grateful. Kind of hits you right here so that your knees bend and you remember who's in charge. The reality of praise that comes in exuberance, a praise that comes not caring whatever anyone else says, also points us to a scripture passage in Matthew in chapter 21, where Jesus has just come in to Jerusalem, the Palm Sunday passage. Then he also clears the temple, okay? And there's a reference there also to infants praising or children saying, Hosanna, right in the temple. He's done something that really is angering people, okay? The powers that be, the people who are in authority. He's doing that, and yet at the same time, there are the most innocent, the most open, the most genuine people in society, the children, who are saying, Hosanna! They know the truth. How many times have you heard that the children see through all of the facades and able to say what's genuine and what's real? So out of the mouths of babes, there's a praise and there's a proclamation of God working and God doing amazing things. And yet today, we will add pressures to ourselves that we maybe don't really need to carry, you know? We put things on ourselves that God is not putting on us. We develop particular agendas, things that we think need to be taken care of. And on those agendas, in other words, where all our energy is focused, that's an agenda. Our resentments, on our agendas, where our energy is focused, are our frustrations, our lack of ability to forgive, and that can take up a lot of energy, can't it? If you're angry at somebody, if you're really frustrated with somebody, and you're holding on to a grudge, that takes an awful lot of energy. And let me just kind of name this. That takes energy away from God. It really does. God is infinite. We aren't. And when we know that, and when we understand that, we also understand that on Trinity Sunday, but on each and every Sunday, and on each and every day, we are called, just like the psalmist says, to proclaim God, like babes, like children, with an exuberance, with a joy. We saw that this past week in the opening and in the closing, where there's this guy who stands up front with a microphone and a bald head, and he's screaming at the top of his lungs to try to get the kids, and they're screaming back and they're yelling. And what's that? And with an ant on his hands also, believe it or not, that's a whole other story. Thank you for remembering that. And having the kids shout out, wow, and having the kids come up and offer the scripture readings, the memory verses, and they had them memorized, and being willing to stand up in front of all these different people, and some kids that they knew and some kids that they didn't know, and being willing to give voice to that word of truth. That, my friends, that's a wow moment. and that points to God as sovereign. And that's something that actually we are called to learn from as well. Whenever it's not popular, whenever it seems to go against the grain, whenever it goes against every advertisement that we see or read about. We are called to praise God, first and foremost. And even if we don't necessarily feel like we can praise God, we are called to celebrate God at work in our lives. We are called to put God in the place that God already is. That's kind of funny, isn't it? Funny sounding. But sometimes we think that that's what we do. God is already there. God is already in charge. God is already number one. Now, I'm not saying that you have to go around with one of those foam fingers all the time, okay? This is the finger that's up, by the way, on those foam fingers. And it says God is number one, okay? But He is. How are you willing, even if you don't completely understand God, even if you don't understand everything about God, how are you willing to at least trust God more in your life and give Him the praise? How are you willing to do that? I would invite you to take a few moments with me right now just to think about that. You don't have to have God completely figured out. You may have an understanding about God. That may change also. That may evolve. That may grow even stronger. But wherever you are with God right now, how are you willing to trust Him just a little bit more with your life and to give Him praise? Join with me in prayer.